Democrat with million-dollar home complains that they have to pay back their student loan debt. You can't make this stuff up. Welcome to Ray Dawg's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here. You can go to politicalbouncer.com, click on Political Bouncer Store and support us that way, or click on Support Us, click on link in the description to support us. You can't make this stuff up. It's just unbelievable that this person is complaining about paying their student loan back, and they have a $1 million home, and they're probably a millionaire, and they're complaining about paying their student loan back. I'm a struggling low middle class income person, and I'm struggling to pay mine back, but I'm not going to complain, nor am I going to demand that Trump or DeSantis, whoever is on our side and wins the presidency, demand that they forgive our student loan debt. The problem needs to be addressed. Colleges have been getting away with murder for decades, and they're just whoever's getting kickbacks from allowing them to jack their prices up. Something's got to be done about that. But what you can't do is knowingly go into a program that you want to go into and you know how much it is, but you want to get a free ride. It's just like people on welfare. Many of them, sure, they do need the help, but you also have a group of them that want to live off of the system and they don't want to work. They just want to suck the system dry. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that they get away with these things. It really is.
If you agree, won't you give a thumbs up? If you disagree, give a thumbs up anyway.
Let's get into the story here. I just can't believe it. I can't believe it. It's a Democrat. What else is new? Rules for thee, not for me, should be declared the Democratic National Anthem. Former Senator Biaggi from New York complained about the Supreme Court decision to strike down President Joe Biden's $400 billion student loan forgiveness plan, despite having just moved in to a swanky new million-dollar home. This is unbelievable. She tweeted on Friday to whine about paying back her student loans from attending law school, which she still owes $206,000. However, she purchased a $1.14 million home in leafy Bedford, New York last summer. In 2012, I graduated from Fordham Law School with $180,000 in student loan debt, she said. I've been paying loans for 11 years, even paid two of them off completely. The Democrat and her husband, Kolak, bought the 2,468-square-foot ranch in July 2022. It sits on 4.3 acres of land and has two wood-burning fireplaces and in-ground heated pool. Yet they can't afford to pay your loan? Come on, lady. Come on. The master bedroom is equipped with a large walk-in closet. In addition to a primary bathroom, it has a jacuzzi. Unbelievable. According to the New York... Now, I'm not hating that they bought this home. What I'm My gripe is that she's complaining about paying back her student loan and she can afford it. She's exactly what's wrong with the Democrat Party. They just want a handout. They just gimme, 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 gimme. That's all they want. According to the New York Post, the million-dollar upgrade is far from her usual digs. She previously lived in a $691,000 six condo in Pelham, New York. However, in the past, she's criticized how the market is flooded with million-dollar listings, much like the one she lives in now. She says here,
I grew up in Pelham, but when you look at the housing market, every place you look, it's almost $1 million.
I can't listen to you whine, lady. I can't do it. I can't listen to you whine anymore. She could afford to buy a $1 million home, but not pay off $180,000 debt. Greg Price, communications director for the State Freedom Caucus Network, tweeted. He's not wrong. He is not wrong. So, yeah, I just don't get it. Well, I do get it. Greed, greed, and greed. That's all. That's the only thing that can explain it. Greed. Nothing but greed is what we have here. An entitled brat who wants us, because I'm assuming that it would be taxpayers funded to pay off her loan and mine as well, but I don't want that. Yes, I can't really afford to pay a student loan. I could barely afford to pay my mortgage right now, but it is my responsibility. I'm the one who went there. I'm the one who did it. So I'm not gonna sit here and cry about it. I'm not gonna cry about it. I really won't. So anyway, that's all I got for ya. And don't forget,
if you agree, won't you give a thumbs up? If you disagree, give a thumbs up anyway. Here we come.